you heard here, discussed with the movement, you can't trust. One thing I thought you had given me today, that you very good, I thought that's wise. I thought of that, that's fine. So Father, tell me one thing, everything, believe what I hear. Well, that's it. It taught you that. It taught you to keep your ears and eyes open and not be duped.
That's good,
because too many people are duped. The whole nation is duped from the Christian people. And just to control those, only one good thing shows the land of the people who can trust the least of all people. And you start for it. Now, they're just the preachers, but you see why they trust preachers? Because they've kept the sky god, they've kept the Holy Bible. Nobody's ever told a thing about the Bible but Jim Jones. Nobody's ever told a thing about the church but Jim Jones. So people think that the church is good, the Bible's good, God's good, the preachers ought to be good. So we've got to show them that the church is no good, there ain't no God up there. We've got to get that through someplace, maybe not us per se. That's where it's got to start, because they're going to continue to set those guys to be led off to destruction until they see that the whole man is just a big cop-out. Not only a cop-out, but a fraud game. These preachers are lazy, they don't want to work. So when a preacher gets in there, we have two in here this time. And the same main thing is when you hear them, you're saying, oh, so glad you came. So we should be, we could have come here some of this today. I don't know how many of you, but something comes in. So we have to go to the call for the target. We could have provided that for sure.
how he played that thing around. That John Miguel sitting over there, he's now. And sitting over there, he played that thing this game, that game, watch that. Just waiting for this game, the ball was running over there. And you get him on the night when it's an open night. Bring him in.
Well, the stars kind of waiting.
We're proud of him. What is really reason, so it waves, so you don't have to spend too much about that. All right, what is your feedback then to vis-a-vis the classification? But I'll bless him. Because truth is your friend is a hypocrite.
Well, he's probably not going to take a step on this late on.
I talked to him one morning and I told him that I was and he said that he'd been out here before, and that I'm pretty sure that he said that he was doing good work and that he knew really thought high. In fact, he told me not very high, that he sent some dollars and say hello.
Oh, he's got up right now. He's got a hold of a print and one of the wind, but he thinks he's agitated a little bit. So who is this man making the last chance for this month? It's a priest.
She
get all this back in and coordinate your back and you people will know my mind and you hear my mind and make this presentation offer to say you the social infernal business. You're getting ready to go to Los Angeles now. You have several thousand of you here and I'll be heading to Los Angeles early. And that's just the way you got the chance. You got a little maybe a moment.
And
the daughter said that
she
was thinking about becoming a member. And she wants to come to the first city. I said, well, I'm afraid they're going to go to the hospital. Everybody invited. Now we're going to listen. You might even want to tell them this. We'll throw them some loose tonight. They want to come in and say they've been business about closing. They come in for a few minutes. They have no heels here tonight. Only what I do under the table. See? We'll talk about humanism, service work. Highest worship to God is what we see God. Service to God, service to our fellow man. Some of you will be agnostic and humanist. When I say you're an atheist, you'll be one tonight. Or if I say you're a fundamentalist, you'll be one. Right? If I say you, then you'll be it. Why are we doing this? We've got some really bad enemies that are up to no good. We've got to throw them. We've got to give them a wrong thing. They think they got one stance, but we're going to have to give them another stance. Do you win the soul of why? The only thing is you tell what you're doing to one another. You don't lie to each other. We tell each other what we're doing. Paul said, what deceivers the untrue. We treat each other, but we don't let the folk outside know where we are until they're honest and want to come in with us. Father believes in healing. All right. Well, we've had enough healing. We've done enough healing. We've done taking your other back to that other one. We've done the healing of cancer. We've done the Father. Father believes in healing. The thing you do is somebody believes in healing. You say, yes. You can heal you. You can heal you someday. Patty's got a good one. And they started talking about him. Says, you look just like somebody I knew the day before they died. That's what you deal with me, folks. And back to Professor, we got to learn how to, we need enthusiasm because they need to see we're together. We don't need to be in the presence of a leader. It doesn't bother me. We need to have that respect for me when I'm speaking. There needs to be ovation and duration and enthusiasm. It's got to be. We don't have it. Someone who's been following a lesser light and being emotionally inspired to that, they think we haven't got anything worth selling. And if somebody's bothered by that, it's the duty of you to watch around you and then get put into a social worker, get them to some of our people who have had professional and intellectual backgrounds, and they can present the other aspect. You can tell when you've got intellectual and find that out, workers. Don't bring it to me, my attention, bring it to with the attorneys and bring it to someone like Professor Rowley here, who's been a college teacher. Bring it to them. Let them deal with that. I won't have to fool with them. You understand what I'm trying to get across? Not bringing anything about them personally. It's just helping the family to better safeguard against this kind of thing. All right, you got any questions about what you're doing? I'll let you make the call and you got Mrs. Foreman there. She thought she'd try to find out what needs to ask her to find out, or somebody's asked her to find out what is going on. So she asked her, just call and say what's going on. Said that they probably let you stay through the music. Maybe oversight, but then some saw you for the reason, and thought, well, it's all right, you stay there with no professionals, no catharsis, no encounter sessions. If they just want to sound intellectual, you can have an intellectualized and intellectual. Clever. Just as long as you got one story, you sure you got the same story before you start to talk.
Yes.
Fine. Tell them about some songs you sing that have nothing to do with religion. You just sing fly around, blowing in the wind. That isn't controversial enough. So you ought to hear our choir song, Blowing in the Wind. You ought to hear them sing the song, Can You Imagine? We sing my favorite song, say, you got to really throw the pastor, say, our favorite song, or the pastor's favorite song, you say, the priest doesn't have that. You have to suck up. Agnostic can say our favorite song of our pastors, and can you imagine there's no heaven? That really will throw it. There's no point in us pulling out our lives to try to keep ourselves straight. Or reach arm down to San Francisco to do any more. unless we will keep our teaching here. I'm very concerned that they do take away the point to be getting prepared on the new president. And when we get diversified or spread about, that influence is going to be hard to maintain. We'll have to have a meeting here a week. No question about it. And I think something else is going to be required. And no matter who the member is, some do it now. I'm sure that I report that I don't want anybody else tonight. I report that people were not in meetings. You in my ice cream shop. Getting ice cream while I was here. Pouring out my soul Sunday night. One case. Another one home asleep. That hurts. And you're disobedient. Doing that for your children, you're creating problems. Because your children are going to create rebellion. And it's not going to be turned against you. Only it's going to be turned against you. And you say, well, Dad, Mom, you did it. Do that for you. And it'll be turned against you. Every time I've had a rebellion shown, the children end up using that rebellion far more against the parent than they did to me. I'm going to make this requirement. Wherever we are, no matter what your work is, no matter what your capacity, if you're in charge of a senior living home or a children's home, we're going to make it our ultimate to be in every meeting. But at one meeting a week, absolutely necessary. I think it ought to be made that you turn to the council a little card or a letter, a sheet that you can use. And you turn them in the council and the people of the council and the people of the council. Basically, where you are, what do you think about this work? We've got to keep close tabs on this family and see if things don't happen. And if you've got anything to confess, you better want to be personal pastor only. I don't want to walk into any kind of mess like I do with you. Resolve how I know you know one brother just started with Brother Truman. I don't want to walk into any more problems. I want to know about them from you, not by deserting them. You understand? You're quite right. I'm reluctant to put anybody out.
But you're also wrong if I'm not working very soon.
Nobody believes me.
It might be that you know that there's a whole lot of people who are concerned with you all, right? But there's a lot of more of this environment. It's like that. It's dropped down.
They taught him up, he'll drop it out there. That's one example of that. Is that the word? Drop it out there. You gave another message in the spirit, too.
He said it's 42. I thought there was only one more than
I don't assume that I need to mention you guys like that. You have not
discussed that. If you give anything to any danger to me,
you're just liable to be dropped. I'm tired of fooling you.
You think one of these other messages is going to come through one night in the face of your family's life? Maybe you can make it to some loved ones that don't belong to the family.
No doubt about that. That's too much to hear.
Trying to save them out of generosity to you. If you think that the information that I hold is not worth you being patient and kind to my callers, I'll just not have you bothered at all. And you won't be bothered by something that's going to save him from being destroyed. I make myself clear?
Yes.
Now, you were supposed to have a caller.
I personally have somebody take care of what they want to do. Everyone tell me what you're giving. Stand. You don't give it to anybody else. Don't rush it. Don't not one I should take. Stand and tell me what it is. And I've got to somebody to ask. $100 on a pledge. That's a pledge made, baby. Filling a pledge. Quickly. Take this. What is it? What is it? Pledges. Don't count these. Be sure to preface with the pledge. I can't have that. So I can put it down and you can get it. Take the brother out there. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Pledges there, Holford. Don't want no usher, don't take anything from anyone. Everyone who's on me. Let's get this over here. What? You need a pledge, right? You're paying. Don't count that. Loud. Everywhere we count that on you. Repetition. Just when you hear something not played, write it down. Everyone manifests God or good more than anybody I know. I've never seen anyone to live as honest as he is. You understand what I'm saying? Don't call me Father or Savior. He's sitting right here. This is a good experience for us. We ought to deal with these things together so we can learn. You're going to have it quiet. You have to be quiet. Usher, will you get a tight rein on this place, please? Still holds, Harold, I only breathe you and me and both your weapons until I hear from you. Other folk, and I don't have time to hear from you tonight. Well, some of you are qualified, I'm sure. But I am going to be criticized if I don't follow that procedure 100% today. Each of you have to be past qualifications on your own. State writing briefly, or that I approve, or verbal certification. Yes, Mother. Thank you. $100 pledge, that's very sweet. We're negotiating on a building. Got to raise the money on this building across here. New complex and all the new housing that we have there, new guard housing. And the building we're negotiating on down the bay. Another announcement, quick now, it's through, right now, quick. I don't want any controversy. We want to be, there's going to be a joint choir rehearsal with the Los Angeles Choir at 10 o'clock when we get there. I haven't had a chance to talk. We usually get there about 9 o'clock or so, and as soon as we can get there and get set up, we're going to have a choir rehearsal with them. So everybody who goes on this trip, don't take off when you get to that church. Wait.
Now listen, now here.
Someone's already said they can't say Jim to me tonight. I'm ordering you to say Jim. That applies to everyone, no exceptions. Tonight, because we're dealing with some people tonight, and we've got to be called Jim tonight. You won't be taking away respect from me by Jim. You're giving me respect just to come just by saying Father. It's deeds and actions that show respect to me, like being quiet right now.
Children are returning Sunday night, and David is
And I think it would be nice to get to meet the older English boys and girls who might volunteer on a regular basis, or even another, you know, an adult man or man or something like that, but we can use someone or people who are going to volunteer and maybe take it under the wing and get exercise and help them support maybe their guide and call the parents and question them and coordination is problem. So I'd like to volunteer now.
Quickly, fund these things to get together. They're very young, although this kind of thing would not be, this would be suitable, this type of thing would be suitable for him when they jump.
Right.
Well, somebody better be down there getting creative minds, Don, Christine, something to bring up a certain situation.
Mr. Phillips, I asked
about
the meeting you
for a child, that I'm going to get a volunteer quickly, just get together, get together,
I just wanted to tell you all about the ride tomorrow. It wasn't me getting the ride, it was my daughter. I asked her about going to San Francisco because I didn't have something to bring me. So the night announced that she could take 2 5 and good. And she said she would have to have him dead and you know, and fix the price to that and put the other one just to go forward. And she would like to have a place point to pick them all up at one place, but she'll take them all back to the change them, but have one place in the morning to pick them up. Tell me what time to tell her to pick them up and where. And I live at 591 Waller, but I know they will always be there. They will be close to where they live and they will be there. They also meet at my home at their drive-thru at 591 Waller. 591 Waller.
How many are going down there?
We'd like to welcome our guests tonight again, and we'd like to have your views and their names so that we will understand who we are. Appreciate it.
Maria
Tetzer.
And Stephen Tetzer.
Stephen Tetzer.
And this is his wife. And his sister.
Thank you. have it shared with any way. We have anything to offer us, we might serve better. Because we can probably see us much better than we can see ourselves just coming in. We can see all the other weaknesses, maybe the good ones. We might be able to move anything rather than just the staff. I know it's probably going to be more comfortable if we were smaller together, but we would be divided. What your impressions of us are, both negative and positive, including me, and, you know, whatever you see. But we found we grow far more from people who
will tell us that it is, than those who are just being polite and just all think that's what we need. What is your impression of us as a group?
I heard of your group, knew very little about it, and came to one of your meetings originally, or maybe 4 months ago. You were away all the way from Dan and Maria and about 2 or 3 weeks later, I came again on another morning of the meeting, and again you were away. And the third time you were away, but my feeling was those two occasions where the people that met us here were very warm and very eager to have us here. Genuinely interested in that
minute. I bet you missed the first time. They usually were paranoid the first time. The second time they probably weren't glad to have you, the third time too. The first time we never know for sure.
I know some of the folks that are members of the church very well.
You probably met people who you had more contact with.
And each time I talked to them, they invited me to come when their pastor was here. So last Sunday I came. Two Sundays ago when we were having a meeting in the fairgrounds, we got there at 11 o'clock, and by 1 o'clock I had another commitment. So I decided to be back last Sunday. And was here for an hour when I was asked to leave.
I never met you. I knew you
must have got some of your wrong points. That's why I was so amazed. And that's why I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Well, there's someone else in the that was also here.